Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Romans 8:31. For if God is for us, who can be against us? The word for today is the fourth in our series on refusing to live in fear. Now, to overcome fear, you must believe that God is with you. That's the key to your ability to obey what he tells you to do. As you become confident that he is with you, your fear will lessen. When David volunteered to fight Goliath, King Saul said to him, "You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you're a youth, and he's a man of war from his youth." And David replied, "The Lord will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." You're not in this battle alone. The Lord is with you. When you're convinced of that, your fear will subside. You may not always know what God will do, but you can relax in knowing that he'll do what needs to be done at the right time. When you think about the future and all the things that are unknown to you, it's easy to feel afraid. But you can view it in two ways. You can either be pessimistic and fearful, or you can say to yourself, "The battle is the Lord's, and he's never lost a battle." You may not always know what to do in a tense situation, but God. You may not always know what to do in a tense situation, but God does. He knows everything prior to it happening, and he's planned your deliverance in advance. Just put one foot in front of the other, confident that he is guiding you. You don't have to see God or feel him in order to believe that he is with you. Faith is a matter of the heart instead of the natural senses. God is with you. Believe it and refuse to live in fear. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.